Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through data entry forms. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB08. And let's open that bad boy up. Okay, so data entry forms, what are they? Well, data entry forms traditionally are forms that are used literally just for entering data into the system, not really for modifying them. But because of the way Access is designed, you can actually create one form and use it for either editing data or for adding data. So I'm interested at the moment in table rooms. There it is. And I'm going to create a data entry form for table rooms. So I make sure I'm clicked into table rooms on the navigation pane. I go to create. And I choose form, and I get this, which may or may not be ugly depending on your version of beauty. But first things first, I'm going to get rid of this subform at the bottom, and we've essentially actually already done most of the work. Access has done most of the work for us. What it's done is it's taken table rooms and it's used that as the record set for this particular form. So if you press F4 and bring up the property sheet, make sure it's on the form here, and go to data, the record source is table rooms, which means it's taking all the data from table rooms and it's dropping it into this form. And that's because of that, we're able to use the navigation buttons at the bottom and click through records, and all this information we're seeing corresponds to information that's actually in table form. So number 5, or room ID 5, is room number 205 to £130 a night, and 205 to £130 a night. So Access actually takes care of most of the information for us. And even to the extent here, where if I close the form view, I'm wondering if I did that. But normally when you do something like that, you actually just get the... Oh no, I've done that. All right. Ignore me, I'm losing the plot. Anyway, yeah, so Access has done most of the work for us. We don't really need to do anything more except style it, and I'll also show you how to open them up to add data and add the button. So actually we do have a bit more to do. Right, styling it. So go to form, go to format, and looking down here, we don't want record selectors, that's that bar here. I'm going to keep the navigation buttons because they're kind of cool. Let's I tend to just get rid of the header these days, and we need to right click and save the form, and we'll call it form rooms data entry. Okay, that's great. And what we're going to do is, still in the property sheet under form where it says caption, what we write in here will be displayed here. So let's write rooms. That's kind of cool. The other thing I sometimes like, sometimes I don't do it, depends on the styling, is pressing the control button. Click on all of these text boxes and the combo box and property sheet, and we're looking for special effect, and change it to sunken. So back to form view, that can look kind of nice and a bit more professional depending on what you want. Okay. Next up, we're interested in buttons. So let's click on, we're in the design part of the tab, click on the button and just drop one down there. And we're actually going to use some of the inbuilt functionality. If we click on close form, actually is this going to work? Because what I want to do, I want to do save and close. No, just cancel out of that one actually. That one's not going to work. Oh, so we've got save and close. I want to do undo and close, which we can do from, or we can do the undo bit from here. So record operations, undo records, keep the figure. Go to arrange and split horizontally, and I just want close, I suppose. I don't want delete. Let's have a delete. Delete record. Okay, so pressing the control and clicking on all of those buttons, change the width to 2. No, that's too small. That's too big. 3 should do it. Yeah, 3.5. Okay, that's a bit better. And this button here, go to property sheet, command 25. Let's change the name to CMD save. And format, and let's change the picture. So underneath here, to tap in S, and that's what I'm looking for. Okay, save. So we've got save, we've got undo. So we'll call that one CMD undo. And this one's CMD delete. I'm just changing the names. And one other thing we'll do is let's change the styling. I don't even know why I'm changing the styling, because that's horrible. Because we're going to later on just choose a theme and it's going to change everything. But just for now, so we feel better about our buttons. That's pretty awful colour, isn't it? Okay, so click on the save button. Go to on click. Macro builder. And just tap in close window. Object type form. Form rooms data entry. Save from, yes. Save that and close that. This one, there'll already be an embedded macro. But down here, close window, form, same thing, form rooms data entry. As it's an undo, save no. Just drag and drop that one just under run menu command. And delete, same idea. Which is close window, form rooms data entry and prompt. Oh, you're deleting it. Once you've deleted it, you've deleted it. That's the end of that. So close window. No, just drag and drop that one up here if I can. Okay. So there are the three buttons. I'm just going to design view. Yeah, we're pretty good. So we're going to close form rooms data entry. We're just going to make a dummy form so I can demonstrate something. Call this one form test. And drop a button on here. And we'll call this one edit record. Drop a button on here and call this one new record. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to use these buttons to call the form, which is rooms data entry. But I'm going to, in the first button, we're going to call it so that it's not necessarily, you know, so that it opens to existing data. And in the second button, I'm going to open the form up so that it's a new record. So click on the button. Press F4, make sure you've got your property sheet, and go to event and on click. So we're going to use a macro builder, and open form. Form name is form rooms data entry, and window mode at the bottom, dialog. For this second button, we're going to do exactly the same thing, except open form, form name rooms data entry, dialogue, but now we're going to say data mode is add. Actually, just for the sake of consistency, let's change the data mode here to edit. I think the default's edit anyway, but just so that it seems consistent. And now you'll see the difference. If I go to form view, if I click on edit record, it's opened up over here, which is a pain. The form opens up with all the data in it. You can search through the records. I'm just going to go layout view, form, format, and auto center, yes. So now it will open up in the center. So if I go, let's do that one more time, edit record. Yeah, it opens up with the data there, and you can flick through the records. So you hit save, it will close it. And if I go to new record, it opens up exactly the same form, but it opens it up as a very specific data entry form, in that the only thing I can do at the moment is put data into the form. So press escape and close that. Okay, one other thing, I'm going to cover it in a later video if you're wondering. It is possible to open up forms to a specific record. So say you want to open it up to room ID number 4. But that will involve something like maybe a list box opening up. But I'm not going to get too much into that because the way I'm designing this database uses navigation forms, and there's a sort of specific way you do that. So my objective was just to demonstrate data entry form, which was tied to table, which is table rooms. Took no effort at all to actually create the form. We just clicked on the table and then hit create. Once it was created, the only thing that took a little bit of effort was sort of styling the form and putting the buttons on, just some sort of basic formatting techniques. And then opening the data entry form is slightly different thing, but I'll cover that. In fact, I'll cover that in the next video, so you can see how to open a data entry form to a specific record. Okay, so thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next video.